From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, welcome back with me, Asmawati Rahman. We will accompany you for the next 60 minutes. In today's edition, we will present some segments to you, beginning from news, commentary, and other interesting information, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with news.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. We begin with the national news. Indonesian President Joko Widodo is upbeat about the capital city of Jakarta achieving herd immunity against COVID-19 in August 2021. The president made the statement while observing mass vaccinations at the Pluit Reservoir in Jakarta, as witnessed on the YouTube channel of the Presidential Secretariat on Monday. As reported by Antara, the president expects Jakarta to achieve herd immunity in August and to inhibit and reduce the spread of COVID-19 in this area. In order to realize herd immunity in the capital, the president expects to achieve the target of 100,000 doses of vaccination on a daily basis in Jakarta, starting next week. He also explained starting next week the government expects Jakarta to reach the daily vaccination target of 100,000. The government will solely impose value-added tax or VAT on premium basic necessities through amendment to Law No. 6 of 1983 on general provisions and taxation procedures. Not all basic necessities will be subject to VAT. For instance, basic necessities sold at traditional markets will not be subject to VAT. This is not the case with premium basic necessities. It was said by Director of Public Counseling, Services and Relations of the Taxation Directorate General at the Finance Ministry, Neil Malbri Nur, remarked during an online media briefing in Jakarta on Monday. In a bid to dispel circulating doubts, Nur explained that the ministry has not set the VAT rate for premium basic necessities, since the bill on amendment to Law No. 6 of 1983 had yet to be discussed with the House of Representatives, or DPR. Indonesia can emerge as the key player in the global shrimp market with the government's support to boost exports and production. It was said by Marine Affairs and Fisheries Minister Sakti Wahyu Trenggono in a statement on Monday, as quoted by Antara. He noted the ministry has fully supported the programs to increase national shrimp exports. During the 2015-2019 period, the highest demand in the global market was recorded for shrimp after salmon. He pointed out Indonesia's shrimp produce contributed 6.9% to the global supply during the 2015-2020 period. The ministry has prepared some programs to boost production and exports of shrimp through the revitalization of ponds by conducting infrastructure development and simplification of licensing of shrimp businesses, among others. The Indonesian government has distributed around 3 million tons, or 36.22% of this year's target of about 9 million tons, of subsidized fertilizers to farmers across Indonesia as of June 9, 2021. The distribution of subsidized liquid organic fertilizers has so far reached around 2,000 tons, or 0.15% of the target of 1.5 million tons for this year. It was said by Director General of Agricultural Facilities and Infrastructure at the Agriculture Ministry, Ali Jamil, during a hearing with the Working Committee of Subsidized Fertilizers and Farmers' Cards of Commission 4 of the House of Representatives in Jakarta on Monday. He also said due to budget limitations, the distribution of subsidized fertilizers will not meet the needs of all farmers. Now we move to the international news. U.S. President Joe Biden will intensify his post-Trump push to renew transatlantic relations on Tuesday, meeting with European Union leaders to cool trade tensions and join forces to beat COVID-19, uphold democracy, and hold back climate change. As reported by Reuters.com on Tuesday, Biden summit in Brussels with the president of the European Union's executive and the council that represents the bloc's 27 member states is also expected to affirm Western solidarity in the face of the assertiveness of both Russia and China. Coming hard on the heels of a summit of NATO allies and a meeting of the Group of Seven Rich Democracies, it will be another opportunity for Biden to burnish his multilateral credentials after the tumult of Donald Trump's presidency. The United States and Europe are closing in on a deal to end a 17-year-old dispute over aircraft subsidies and end tariffs, while seeking an elusive consensus on how to address competition from China, people familiar with the matter said on Monday. As reported by Reuters.com on Tuesday, a deal would lift the threat of a renewed trade war between the two sides that has already spilled over to industries from farming to luxury goods and tarnished transatlantic relations. Trade Representative Catherine Tai discussed the dispute in her first face-to-face meeting with EU counterpart Valdis Dombrovskis on Monday ahead of Tuesday's US-EU summit. The European Commission, which oversees EU trade policy, is keen to find a solution by July 11, when a suspension of transatlantic tariffs agreed in March comes to an end. We end the news with NATO leaders meeting for a summit in Brussels that have warned of the military threat posed by China, saying its behavior is a systemic challenge. As quoted by BBC.com on Tuesday, China, they said, was rapidly expanding its nuclear arsenal, was opaque about its military modernization, and was cooperating militarily with Russia. NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg warned China was coming closer to NATO in military and technological terms, but he stressed the alliance did not want a new Cold War with China. NATO is a powerful political and military alliance between 30 European and North American countries. It was established after World War II in response to the threat of communist expansion. Well, listener, that was the news.
Thank you. The world, including Indonesia, is still fighting against COVID-19. The fact that Indonesia has had to face over the last few days is that the number of confirmed cases of COVID-19 has increased. As of Monday afternoon, the total number of confirmed exposures reached more than 1.9 million people. The increase in the confirmed cases of COVID-19 is the impact of the Eid al-Fitri holiday. The condition was previously predictable. The Indonesian government has made various efforts to reduce the positive number of COVID-19. One of them is to accelerate the implementation of vaccination. President Joko Widodo is targeting starting in July 2021 1 million people per day receive the vaccine. Minister of Health Budi Gunadi Sadikin, in his press statement after attending a limited meeting on handling the COVID-19 pandemic on Monday at the State Palace in Jakarta, said that President Joko Widodo has assigned the TNI and Polri to jointly assist the vaccination program through the regional governments. The implementation mechanism is that 600,000 per day will go through the regional government channel, while 400,000 per day will be carried out through the central line of the TNI and Polri. The target of 1 million people being vaccinated every day has actually been President Joko Widodo's target from the beginning. He wants the implementation of the COVID-19 vaccination within 12 months to be completed. At the live event on the development of handling COVID-19 in Indonesia on Thursday, President Joko Widodo said that the vaccination target for January to June is 40 million people, with a target of 1 million people vaccinating every day. The target of 40 million people being vaccinated in the January to June period has not been achieved. As of Monday, June 14, 2021, about 11.6 million people had received the second dose of the vaccine. Meanwhile, more than 20.4 million people received the first dose of the vaccine. These days, every individual in Indonesia must play their role to achieve the target of 1 million people being vaccinated every day. Positive narratives about the successful implementation of vaccination must be intensified. The mass media must increase its main role for this. Positive testimonials about getting a COVID-19 vaccination must also be intensified through social media, especially in the accounts of the public figures. This is to allay the concerns of some Indonesians receiving the vaccine. One more important point that must be realized by Indonesian people is that Indonesia is lucky, because more than 90 million COVID-19 vaccines have arrived in the country. On one hand, gratitude for the availability of vaccine in Indonesia is evidenced by participating in the vaccination program. Thus, community immunity is formed more quickly. On the other hand, those who have received the vaccine do not necessarily ignore the set health protocols. Wearing masks, washing hands, maintaining physical distance, avoiding crowds, and reducing mobility must still be implemented. Hopefully, the vaccination target in Indonesia will be achieved sooner. Let's start today in history with June 15, 1954, when UEFA, or European Football Association, is founded in Basel, Switzerland. The Union of European Football Association, or UEFA, is the administrative body for football, futsal, and beach football in Europe. UEFA was founded on June 15, 1954 in Basel, Switzerland, after consultation among the Italian, French, and Belgian association. UEFA is one of the six continental confederations of world football's governing body, FIFA. UEFA is made up of 54-member European National Football Association plus one Israeli Football Association. Let's move it on to June 15, 2001, when the Shanghai Cooperation Organization was declared by the People's Republic of China, Russia, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan, and Uzbekistan. The Shanghai Cooperation Organization, or SCO, is an international organization in the Eurasians region. Its members consist of the People's Republic of China, Russia, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan, and Uzbekistan. Except for Uzbekistan, all other countries were previously members of the Shanghai Five, which was founded in 1996. SCO was declared on June 15, 2001 after Uzbekistan joined. In 2017, India and Pakistan joined the SCO. Initially, this organization focused on cooperation against terrorism, separatism, and extremism. In its development, cooperation was also carried out in the economic, social, and cultural fields. All include today in history with June 15, 2011, the first day commemoration of Asian Dengue Hemorrhagic Fever Day Accord. June 15 is celebrated as Asian Dengue Hemorrhagic Fever Day or Asian Dengue Day. It was initiated at the 19th High-Level Conference in Hanoi, Vietnam on October 30, 2010. Indonesia became the pioneer of the commemoration of the Asian Dengue Hemorrhagic Fever Day on June 15, 2011. At that time, the Jakarta Declaration Against Dengue Hemorrhagic Fever was agreed by 11 Asian countries to strengthen cooperation in efforts to control it. Dengue hemorrhagic fever is a disease caused by the dengue virus, transmitted to humans through the bite of the Aedes aegypti and Aedes albopictus mosquitoes.
Jalin asmara yang ada antara diriku dengan cinta menjadi teman baikku kemudikan bahagia ataupun tempat terlindung bersama air mata.
bersamamu ku melaju.
Next, we are going to give you information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian delegation from elements of the government, workers and employers in the 109th plenary session of the International Labour Conference, ILC, with the theme Work in the Time of COVID-19 expressed the importance of people-centered recovery from the impact of COVID-19, availability and equitable access to COVID-19 vaccine for workers, as well as Law No. 11-2020 on job creation, which are three main focuses. Considering the pandemic condition, the 109th International Labour Conference, which was originally held in 2020, is postponed to June 7-19, 2021, and takes place virtually for the first time. As quoted from the kemlu.go.id, the ILC is the highest meeting of the International Labour Organization, ILO, to discuss issues related to the world of work. The ILC is often referred to as the International Labour Parliament because it brings together representatives of governments, workers and employers from the 187 member countries of the ILO each year. As the first speaker, Indonesian Minister of Manpower, Ida Fauziah, highlighted the efforts of the Indonesian government in recovering the impact of the pandemic on the world of work. She emphasized that Indonesia has revitalized the Manpower Act through the Omnibus Law on Job Creation, which aims to create jobs and increase foreign and domestic investment. Furthermore, Minister Ida Fauziah also emphasized the importance of investing in key areas of decent and sustainable work, innovative social dialogue, and strengthening multilateralism to face future job challenges. In line with the statement from Minister Ida Fauziah, Chairman of the Confederation of All Indonesian Trade Unions, or KSPSI, Yori Raweyai, expressed his appreciation to the Indonesian government and business people who provided COVID-19 vaccine to workers free of charge. The Confederation hopes that the successful implementation of vaccination can accelerate the national economic recovery. In addition, Yoris Raweyai also underlined that Indonesia has passed the Omnibus Law on Job Creation, which aims to simplify business licensing procedures and expand employment opportunities. His side emphasized that the working group will continue to oversee so that the effectiveness of the implementation of this law can improve the welfare of the workers. Meanwhile, Chairman of Association of Indonesian Employers, APINDO, Aloysius Budi Santoso, who represented the Indonesian Employers Group, appreciated the collaboration between the government and Indonesian Chambers of Commerce to ensure access to COVID-19 vaccines for workers through the Mutual Cooperation Vaccination Program. Furthermore, his side underlined that the drafting of Law No. 11 of 2021 has passed a comprehensive and inclusive consultation process between the parliament, the government, the workers, and the employers. APINDO views that the Omnibus Law will further encourage the empowerment of micro, small and medium enterprises and will attract more foreign and domestic investment, which will certainly create more formal and quality jobs. On the one hand, the common view of the three tripartite constituents of Indonesia at the plenary session, the International Labour Conference shows the importance of the Omnibus Law on the Job Creation Act and the optimism that this law can recover Indonesia from the crisis caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. On the other hand, the Indonesian government is committed to ensuring the consistent implementation of the job creation law through inclusive social dialogue in a bid to improve the investment climate and ease of doing business in Indonesia, encourage economic development, create jobs, and open up opportunities for millions of Indonesians.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo choku yo shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bishaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we will present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
listener. Today's edition of Indonesian Wonder takes you to Terasering Sitegong, a new tourist attraction in Magelang Regency, Central Java. Terasering Sitegong, or also called Terasering View Sumbing, is located in the hamlet of Nampan, Sukomakmur Village, Kajoran District. This tourist spot, which is known as the Majalengka of Magelang, offers views of the terraced rice fields that are arranged very neatly. The expanse of green rice fields adorns the foot of Mount Sumbing and makes it look more beautiful and majestic. If you want to visit it, you have to pay a ticket of 5,000 rupiah per person. The operational hours are every day from 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. local time. Located at the foot of Mount Sumbing, the air of Terasering Sitegong tourist area is very cool and the environment is still maintained. When you are there, you will be treated to a beautiful expanse of terraced rice fields, both from small paths between rice fields and spots to see the scenery. If you want to enjoy the beautiful scenery and the clear sky, you better arrive at this tourist spot before 10 local time. For those who like photography, this tourist spot has a wide selection of cool photo spots. One of them is a second-level viewing post that offers interesting natural views. Meanwhile, another attractive photo spot is the spot to see the view that extends towards the rice fields. You can also seize the wooden pile roof seating spots to take pictures. There is also another photo spot with a view of Mount Sumbing, which has a sign that reads Taman Wisata, Puncak Batu Susu, and Majalengkanya Magelang, as well as signboards of directions to the peak of Batu Susu. If you want to take photos with more natural spots, almost every corner of the small paths between rice fields in Terasering Tourism, Nampan Hamlet, can be used. Besides taking selfies, here you can also go cycling or trekking. You can also enjoy food and drinks in the gazebo, which is provided at this tourist location. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyo shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。 Evite la diffusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
next segment, we will present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian, Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, we will introduce to you some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI Prodin Broadcast Station, with the Language Development and Development Agency, Ministry of Education and Culture of the Republic of Indonesia. Today, the topic is Mau Yang Mana? Mau Yang Mana? Or in English, which one do you want? Next, I will give an example of a conversation on Mau Yang Mana? Mau Yang Mana, which means, which one do you want? This conversation takes place between Kevin and the pharmacist. The pharmacist asks Kevin about the choice of medical face mask. Let's listen to their conversation.
Mau masker yang mana?
Yang berwarna putih itu, Mbak.
Have listened to the conversation, I will give you phrases and vocabulary related to today's theme, which is Mau Yang Mana? Mau Yang Mana? Which means, which one do you want? I will say the words twice and you can repeat after me. Mau. Mau, which means want to. Masker. Masker, which means mask. Yang Mana. Yang Mana, which means which one. Mau Masker Yang Mana. Mau masker yang mana, which means which mask do you want? Berwarna, berwarna, which means color. Putih, putih, which means white. Yang berwarna putih itu. Yang berwarna putih itu, which means the white one. Mau yang mana? Mau yang mana, which means which one do you want? Sirup, sirup, which means syrup. Atau. Atau, which means or. Tablet. Tablet, which means tablet. Mau pilih yang mana? Mau pilih yang mana? Which means, which one do you want to choose? In the conversation, you heard the questions, Mau masker yang mana? Mau masker yang mana, which means, which mask do you want? In that question, there is the question's word yang mana, which means, which one? Yang mana is used to ask for options. For example, mau yang mana, which means, which one do you want? You can add the word pilih, pilih, which means select or choose before yang mana. Let's listen to other examples of interrogative sentence with yang mana, which means which. Mau yang mana, sirup atau tablet? Mau yang mana, sirup atau tablet, which means which one do you want, syrup or tablets? Yang tablet saja, which means just a tablet. Mau pilih yang mana, sirup atau tablet? Mau pilih yang mana, sirup atau tablet? Which means, which one do you prefer, syrup or tablets? Yang tablet saja, which means the tablet, please. Before we end Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian today, for more details, I'll present to you the sample of conversation one more time.
Mau masker yang mana?
Yang berwarna putih itu, Mbak.
Well, listener, that was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, Let's Speak Indonesian with the topic Mau Yang Mana. mau yang mana, which means which one do you want? Hopefully it can be useful for those of you who wants to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. I'm Nika Kusumawati, thank you for listening and sampai jumpa!
Tune to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Next, we inform you about Indonesian music.
Voice of Indonesia.
In today's edition of Music Corner, I'm going to present a Malay song entitled Sri Siantan by Syaiful Amri. The lyrics of the song Sri Siantan comprise the lines of pantun or rhyming poetry that are sung repeatedly. The lyrics of the song tell about the longing for the lover who is far in the eye. The lyrics of the song express how sincere and pure the love that will not be requited by diamond. The title of the song, Sri Siantan, is the name of a region in Malaysia. The singer Syaiful Amri is one of the legendary Malay singers. He often has duet with Laila Hashim to sing Malay songs. Alright, listener, here is the Malay song entitled Sri Siantan by Syaiful Amri. Enjoy the song.
Musik.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, oh.
melangkahkan kakiku, tak berharap temukan cintamu. Kamu, kamu, ya kamu.
Semuanya berbeda waktu pertama ku melihatmu. Kamu, kamu, ya kamu. Aku tiba-tiba sayang, aku tiba-tiba cinta. Waktu pertama melihat, melihat senyum manismu.
Menggoda hati yang kaku, akan kehadiran cinta. Ini kan namanya cinta pada pandangan pertamaku.
Listener, thank you for listening our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave on frequency 3325 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and also send your email to voi@voinews.id.